must have been because I remember it.
Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, Mishnah. Zog de Mishnah, Ha'im Elisha, a guy says to his wife, Harei at mekudeshes li, you're engaged to me, I'm a nas, on the condition, Sha'adabit alecha l'shulton, I'll talk to the government on your behalf and try to let you off paying taxes or whatever it is, I'm going to help you out. I will work for you as an employee, and the money you'll owe me, that is going to be Mekudesh. What happened? Taka Dibra Lashildi spoke to the king of Asima Kepoyal, and he Taka worked for her Mekudesh, because he gave her that Hanor. He saved her the money of paying the government or the work he did. But being love, he doesn't end up doing it, ain't a Mekudesh.
So is the Kiddushin is with the wages that she owes to him as a worker?
Yeah. That's what it is. Or, you would have to pay somebody money to speak on your behalf, intervene in the government. Or
so the lawyer's fee or whatever it is.
Yeah, so that money is Mekudesh. That's how Parshat Shat the Mishnah comes along the Shlok and says, no. Amrei Shlok Yishvu, they don't learn that this is the reward, this is the money, this is a Tanai. But who should not sell Lashav Pruta? He has to give Lashav Pruta. And he makes a Tanai, I'll speak to the king. And if he speaks to the king, Mekudesh. Uveschar Loi. But to say that this will be my money is not good enough. For Tanya, we learned, if he says to a woman, the money you owe me from yesterday for giving you a ride on the donkey, because I place you in a wagon, I bisvina on a ship, but past tense, because you owe me already money from yesterday, that's halva, ain't a mekadesh, because what am I giving her now? Nothing. However, if I'm going to, you're going to owe me money once I give a ride, so before it becomes a halva, I'm giving it to you as kedushin, so we see clearly that the thing itself is mekadesh. You don't need to give a pruta. But clearly, with the money, with the reward, the salary you're going to give me, keep that. We also learn somewhere else. Shev imi betzavsa, sit with me together. She says to this guy, I'm scared. Sit with me, keep me company. The kaddish loch, and I'll agree to be mekudesh to you with that. Schoik lefonai, I want you to make me laugh. Or rakoid lefonai, dance before me. And that hanoah I will accept as kedushin. Asa kedimus hazeh shamim. So with all of these things, we assess the value. If it's what's worth. Im yesh boi shav pruta, and all these activities are worth. Shav pruta, she said, make me a building. If all of these things, activities, are worth a pruta mekadeshes. Now the fact that you have to assess it means we're talking about the value itself. It's not a t'nai, bimlalei mekadeshes.
It's mamash a Latin word.
What?
Domus, dimu, yeah. House in Latin. Edifice.
Edifice is not domus.
A domus is Latin for a house.
Domicile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The chitema,
the word domestic comes from.
The chitema hachinami, takaze. But the other shaprutta can't be. But shomer is a comma. To you to the shlok is a kasha. The shlok is lipshad na mishra. Talking about the yevaprutta. From all these prices, it seems clearly it's not an additional prutta, the activity itself. Amlach shlok is high. The machlek is the price of the mishra. The taka, the price holds that you can give the money itself. And the mishra holds you have to give a prutta as well. What's the machlek is? When I work for you, how does it work? Do you owe me the money every step of the way? You owe me a little bit, but you're not paying me yet, which means now a loan, converted to a loan. So at the end of the day, when I say, Mekudesh me with that wage, I'm going to cash you the loans, it's no good. Or do we say, no, that the payment is not going to come to fruition until the very end, until I complete the job. And when I complete the job, that's when you become a Kadeshis. So therefore, it's not a loan. The moment you're Muhammad Khuyu, I'm giving it right back to you. So, hi Tana Brosava, ain't no lizchir, so you get paid at the end. Therefore, you can say that way, Tana, the don't sova, yesh no lizchir is mitchilavatsaiv. And now Tana holds your ischir from beginning to the end. And therefore, it's a loan. So, what forced the shlokish to learn Pshatna Mishnah? There's a brutal. Maybe Mishnah doesn't say, wait, like these braises. That is the wages of the work that I'm going to do for you. My duch is a shlokish lugmaziz, and yesh no lizchir, but forced to learn mitchilavatsaiv with the yavla, and he gave him an extra brutal. Amar Rav Masnisi Kash said, wording in the Mishnah bothered him. My idea, why does it say the Tony Amanas? Why does the Mishnah say Amanas on the condition? It should have said, you're Mekudesh to me on the condition I talk to the government. If we're talking about the value, what it is, talking to the government on your behalf and helping you out, it should have said,
I'm going to go to government.
Yeah. You're going to get, but it's Chad, for the money that it's worth for me going to government. Not Almanas. Almanas means a condition. Tonight.
And there's got to be money separate to
exactly. That has to be a condition.
When are we starting early?
Elish Mamnam, Kolamanas Hechli Yavlahu. Every Manas is when. He gives her something else.
So that's why Mishlokish had to have this whole...
About a prut. Zog the Mishnah. Almanas sheyirtze abo. The guy says, I'm giving kiddushin to the woman of kiddushin that my father approves.
So he gave something else. So what's the big chiddush? There's no kiddush. Big deal.
If the pshat in the Mishnah is like Yishlokhi, you gave a pruta with an almanas, then what's the chiddush?
If you fulfill, is really a question
that we already had before. Yeah, you make it tonight. You make anything you want, and you can and it works. Good question. Good question. Not sure. Says in Moravite. Amenas.
I'll tell you what the issue could say. Some of that spoke there aren't involved in them, haven't got a money.
Tonight is sit next to me.
Oh, exactly. So that's got no money to
do.
But here, the money aspect. The money aspect.
But we learned from now, I give
$200.
We learned before already that a condition that you give me $200. We learned money. You don't know these things.
The money's going from her to him.
True, but why should there be a difference in Svara that you have to tell me this? What would you think otherwise? Why would you think otherwise? Or the Chiddush is Poshet had a Taich. Because without this, you would say, why should he give her extra money to marry? Usually it's the Kala who brings it in the Nadin, and the Kala is the one who has to bring him money. He just gave a Pruta. So maybe we would have taich. You know, he says, well, I'm an ass. We would have taich. That means I'm going to pay you with that intervention.
Because I'm required to pay for it. The way I will pay for it is I'll do this and this.
You might think. And then that wouldn't be good because it's a halva. So the Mishnah, no, it's a regular case of a manas, and therefore it's valid. Maybe that's the chiddush. Look at Mishnah.
We also had that case also with the chayv. Something's mad with the shtar.
The kaddish b'milva, are you talking about?
When you kaddish with the shtar, I'll take the chayv.
No.
Whatever.
So that's there's not tonight. That is the kaddish.
But the point is, when you have a chayv, what you do, you gave the money before, and now you want to undo the chayv. Here, her obligation to give him anything is only when he's spoken to the government.
That's right.
And that's when he wants to simultaneously be in the kaddish.
Yeah, maybe we'll have taiched down. But maybe we'll have taiched down his verter. That's what he means. Maybe we'll have taiched down his verter, even though he used the word almanas. It's not common for a man to give money over and above the kiddushin money. You have savlenas, you know, your presents, but we're not common to give these kind of things. So maybe we'd twist his words around. Mishnah. Amanashi Yitza Abba. The man says, Mishnah, my father approves. Rotza Abba Kadeshis. Now, there's three ways of understanding. There's three possibilities. The father approves, the father's mom, or the father disapproves. When the Mishnah says Amanashi Yirtza Abba, it's not clear what Yirtza means. He doesn't protest. Is that what it means, Yirtza? He's mom? Or Yirtza means literally he says...
Is it my father?
No, Yechos's father. Clear.
Yechos's father. So what's the Hanoi? So where's the Hanoi for her here?
Nothing to do with Hanoi. Stam, it's a condition.
It's
back to condition.
He
gives a condition.
He's saying the whole contract is totally...
Yeah, it's contingent on this and this thing. What does it mean, she Yirtza Abba? So we'll see him in a minute. My father has to say yes. Well, my father, as long as he remains mum, doesn't protest, that's because we're said Yirtzaba. Rotzah Mekadeshis. Imlale Mekadeshis. So it's not clear. Then the Mishnah says, Mes Abba, the father dies, Harezim Mekadeshis. If the father has to say yes, and he died, why Mekadeshis? Must be that the father says nothing. And since he said nothing, and as long as he doesn't protest, because as long as he doesn't protest, in 3 months from now, could be he can protest and you'll never be married. It means if a guy says, as long as my father doesn't protest, he'll never be married to her, ever. Because how do you know father? He didn't say my father won't protest in 24 hours. If you say the words, I'm going to ask my father doesn't protest, when? In 3 months, a year. Okay, very good.
Yeah, maybe he thinks this is the wrong shidduch, and therefore the good for the son is he shouldn't marry this girl.
But whatever it is, since he died, Mekadesh must be, according to this part of the Mishnah, he doesn't have to say yes, as long as he doesn't protest. And once he's dead, he can't protest anymore, usually. So the Mishnah starts out saying, Amanashi Yitzha Abba, sounds like the father has to say something, Rotza Abba Kadesh has to say yes. In the middle of the Mishnah, seems to be saying, the father just is quiet. Then it says, Meis HaBen, if the son died, we tell the father, say,
in other words, there shouldn't be a kiddushin.
Exactly, she shouldn't have to be going. Say you don't want. Sounds like that all he has to do is be quiet. Because if he had to say yes, don't say yes. Sounds like that the father has to actually just be quiet. So we're telling him, don't be quiet. Say no. That's the Mishnah. So the Gemara, we don't want to go to Yibum. What does it mean? Ilay ma'ado amar abba, the father says yes. Ema mitziyosa, mesa of the father died, and him kadeshis. If the father didn't say yes, and he hasn't said yes, says why didn't say yes. Ella, therefore, must be the first part of the Mishnah. He doesn't say yes; he just has to be quiet. Sorry.
How are we touching
here? Three cases in the Mishnah. First case is Amnashi Yitzab. Second case is Mesa Av. Third case is Mesa Ben. So Mitzios is Mesa Av. If the father died, we're Neshes. If the father didn't die, I'm going to say, why not? If the father said yes, it's Mekudosh. Or it says, if the father died, it says in the Mishnah, if the father died, they are Mekudosh. Why the father died Mekudosh? If the Pshat is the father has to be quiet, it'll be quiet forever now. Can't speak. But it's a different Mekudosh. But if you say that you need the father to say yes, if he died, where's the yes? How are they Mekudosh? Must be Shtika. Ella must be Amanashi Yishtegaba. My father is quiet. Okay, so we're going to touch when the Mishnah said Amanashi Yirtzaba, it didn't mean literally that he should want. If my father doesn't disapprove, that's tantamount to being Yirtz. Fine. However,
but you don't base your sticker on the fact that he died. You base your sticker on
something else. The moment he heard about it and he didn't say anything, that's called sticker really. Otherwise, he would have protested straight away. Amanas sheyishtek abam, on the condition that the father is quiet. Okay, that's how you learn. Now let's look at the last case. Ema sefer, mesa ben. If the son died, we tell the father, say no, so that there should never be kedushin. Menlam dinasav loyme sheein yoreitza. It's too late. If we're talking about shtika, the moment he heard about it and he didn't say anything, what happens? No, she's mekudosh already. The moment
he could not say anything and be inside boiling, and he'll say it later.
Then it's not shtika. No, it's too late. If you said, I'm an ass that my father.
What do we say? Speak now or forever hold your peace.
But Shostik, and he was quiet, so he was very mekudosh to fafal. Ella, Amala, he must have said. Sorry? Exactly. So you say, I'm a kudosh. What do you need? If I'm a nas, man, my father's quiet. Ella, Amala, he must have said to her, I'm a nas, layimcha abba. I don't want my father to protest. I don't want my father to protest. So therefore, if you say, I don't want, as long as my father doesn't disapprove, so I'm never married. Because in 2 years from now, I never gave a time limit. So in 2 years from now, I disapprove, and marriage is undone. So you're never married. But once he's dead, he can't disapprove anymore. You are married. So the reish bechatayim. The reish is talking about a case of shtika. Umitziyosu v'seichatayim. Say this as long as he doesn't disapprove. Om Rabbi Yana. He says Rabbi Yana. In. Why not? Why not? You can have two different pshatim. Om reish lakish. Why can't you have two different cases? Om reish lakish. You have a choice now. To learn one Mishnah, two totally separate cases, even though it seems to flow as one story, or to learn that one Mishnah with two different Tanaim. It seems it's better to learn the Mishnah having one author and two totally disparate cases than learning the Mishnah as the same case with two different authors. So, we're going to force ourselves to learn a Mishnah, two separate scenarios, and it follows one Tanaim, and we're not going to learn that the Mishnah has two different authors of a Chat time of following the same pattern. That's what he said.
Because if you've got two Tanoim, so you think you only put in the name of which one of the Tanoim you put his name
in. We had a number of times during the past. It must be two different Tanoim. Where you have no Breda. Here you have a Breda.
Three Tanoim, Ali, but the.
Shmuel, yes, right. And Rabbi Yisrael, but Ami says, I'll come up with a brilliant answer. Leilam Chat time, who's one time and one Tan. You know what it means, even though the Mishnah says, I'm an Asha Yitzabah. And you ask the question, if I need my father to approve, I didn't give a timeline for my father to approve, it could be forever. I can never be married until he approves. What if he doesn't approve till 6 years later? Now I'm married till then. I'm a nashla yimcha abba. I'm a kanvash leishim yoim. When you said, I'm a nashla yirtza abba, I said, the condition of my father doesn't approve for 30 days. So if 30 days went by and he didn't disapprove, then we're married. We gave a timeline. If he died before the 30 days expire, right? So I'm married as well, because he won't be able to disapprove. Even though he died before, even though 3 days had no lapse, he died before then. However, if the son died first, the father can still protest. So we encourage the father to disapprove, because we need him to disapprove to make the shidduch. He said, "I'm marrying to you on the condition, and my father does not disapprove." If the son died, we tell the father to disapprove.
Want to be a Sophic Kiddushin?
Not at all. We have 30 days. Put a timeline here. So 30 days over, we look back. So what happened?
You're imputing a timeline into the Mishnah.
Exactly.
Didn't say it.
So that's the easiest way of learning than saying two Tanoim, two different scenarios.
Within 30 days gufa, the son died before the end of 30 days.
Exactly. So, and the father didn't disapprove yet.
So then isn't it a Sophic Kiddushin? Because we don't know. The father could have disapproved on day 28.
It's not over yet. So come day 30, come day 28. The son's dead, so we tell the father to disapprove right now. Because he gave you 30 days to disapprove.
Yeah.
He didn't say, call them alive.
The son died before
30
days.
No, but I'm saying, exactly. Worst case disapprove, scenario, which retroactive, yeah. Wouldn't it be only Sophic?
Yeah, but then just Sophic Yibum, Chalitza, you ruin a life.
No, but we don't do it. We do a Chalitza only, not to.
Yeah, that ruins a life. You can't marry a Kayan.
But how can that be a condition? The father has no right to disapprove.
He does, because the son gave him.
No, the son said, empowered him. I'm only doing this if my father goes along with it.
That's right. A very loyal son.
You know what, Lachera, he should have asked this question before he gave the kiddushin.
That be formulated the mission in the way he did.
Right.
And then you finish up either saying the first time or the second time, and you're putting words in there that are not there.
Very cryptic.
Sorry?
The Din HaShulchan Aruch is brought down by the Maril and the Marik, that the two exceptions you don't have to listen to the parents is regarding learning Torah where you want to learn and regarding which girl you want to marry. Because the mitzvah is after we had it before. Remember, you should like the girl you marry. So your father has no right to tell you, I don't want you to marry the girl. And if he does, you don't listen to him. Okay.
You're telling me now?
Mishnah.
That's on record.
That's right.
Just hope your wife doesn't learn Daf Yomi secretly with
you. One day your son will start losing Daf Yomi. Mishnah. Kidashti SBT. A man said, I was Mekadosh, my daughter. And we learned from a Pasi, we had in Kisubi, the Chabez, as Biti, Nasati, Leish, Hazed, that a man has believed that this is my daughter that I married. But the thing is, he was a little bit in a stupor, or in a case of a lot of Bochum did by Fabringen, and he can't remember who it was. He can't remember who it was that he was engaged, but he knows his daughter's engaged.
The guy with the black hat and glasses.
Yeah. Uva Echad Ramani was me, Neman, he's believed. And we'll see soon how far is he believed. What happens? Two people come along, each one wants this girl. Each one says mine, and you can't split them in half. You can't say Yachloikos. So what do you do? Shneyem noisim get. They both have divorce. It's a suffix. However, Rimrotsu, Echad noisim get, they both agree that one gives the get and one doesn't. So she can marry others. Rav says that when it says if a guy comes along and says I was Mekadosh, he's believed, but the father doesn't remember. How far do we take the belief that she now needs a get? Because maybe she's married to him and he gives her a get, she's a free woman. But that he should live with her, we don't go that far. Why did he get? Because why would he go through the ordeal of giving her a get if he has no benefit from it? If he's a liar, he's being matted on Eishes Ishla Alma, an Itzad da Raisa. What does he gain from it? He's not going to live with her. Ain't Adam Chayte v'Leilei. We believe that people don't sin if they have absolutely no benefit from it. However, the Ain Nemalichlas, we don't trust him when it comes to marrying, because maybe he's saying it because he has his eyes on her. And therefore he's saying, I married you. Ain't a Yitzad Taikvai. Because the Yitzahara. And we know that Yitzahara for Arayis is very strong. That's the Rav. Look, Rashi Amar Rav. Hodet Nami learned by Echad by Mani Kedashti. I married her Neman. He didn't get Kamar. Believed only as far as he get the Neman. He's believed with some Chinuli. We rely on him. She Kitcha that who Kitcha. He was the one who Kadosh of the Gita get and his get is valid. Why? She ain't Adam Chayte. But Dovah she ain't Neman. And people don't sin if they have no benefit. Lahatid each Chinuli. Why would you do that? Av Neman Lichna. He's an Abbas. Says no. You can marry her. The Loichotziv Lemeimer. We don't believe a person has a chutzpah to say Lichna. The father says I married her. The father might remember. That's not him. He might not remember exactly who it is, but he might remember who it wasn't. It wasn't a Jinji. So this guy comes along and says I married. He must be saying the truth. He wouldn't have the chutzpah to stand there. I married your daughter, and in front of the father, when the father knows, even though he says I remember exactly, he might very well remember that wasn't him. So if he's saying it, must be saying the truth. The mid is scared. I know the love out of the kedushin. Never gave me the kedushin. Rav Asi says, no, he believed to marry as well. We trust him. However, when don't we trust him? If it wasn't the father who said, I married my daughter, the girl herself said, I married somebody, I just can't remember who. He knows where he's not scared. If she says, I married, he can't remember. And the guy comes and says, it was me. I believe. You know why he's not believed? We'll see him in the Mishnah later. Because he feels that even if he's not the guy, she'll be so happy if somebody wants to marry her. So she'll take him. Even if she knows that this guy is not really the guy, she's going to protect him. She's going to lie because she's so happy finding somebody fighting for her. So she's happy to be married. As we had Tovla Mace of Tandu. Rashi, kim the no Rashi, by the Gemara, Tanan, we look like Mishnah, Rotsu, Echad, Nois, and Ged, Bechakreis. That's the first Mishnah, two people, one guy gives a get, and one guy marries. Kasha Rav, Rav said that they only believe as far as the get is concerned. Here we're believing a step further, that he can actually marry her. And Rav said we don't trust him. To you, to the Rav. Omloch Rav, here's different. When two people come and have a dispute, it's very, very different. Because here, Rav's Maida, the guy will be scared, because he knows there's another guy saying that's me. If this second guy wasn't the guy, he would be scared to come over and say, because there's the father and the guy saying it was me. Maybe that guy could tickle the father's memory and say, oh, yeah, Taka, it was you. So how would he have the chutzpah to come forward unless the second guy really feels it was him? So Rav then says, in this case, we would trust the guy who says, I want to marry her. Shiny also, the Kiva Nikah, there's another person there, you're too submitted, he's scared to lie. Tanya Kavosi Ravasi, we looked like Ravasi actually. Kidashti is BT, I married my father, saying, I married my daughter, Beni Dale Mikidash, I don't remember who. Boy, Akhadwama Kidashti, come along as that with me. We go marriage as well like Ravasi. They can marry because he wouldn't have the chutzpah. Kansa, he married, comes along the second guy after he got married to Ramanik, it was me. The second guy is no longer believed to Asa on the first guy. Each or the woman says, Niskadashti, I was the one who married, but ain't you das to me, I don't remember who. Comes along guy, it was me. Ain't lichli, not believed. Why is he believed? This is Abbasi's Maidim. She's protecting him, exactly. She's so jubilant that this guy, somebody, wants to marry her. She's not gonna endanger her future. She's happy. She married somebody else out there. If that's somebody else out there, let him come forward. If he's not coming forward, obviously he'd change his mind. I'm happy that somebody wants to marry me. Iboilu asked a question. Okay, now there's a question. If a father says, my daughter is the one who is married. If somebody's mizana her, does that person get killed as well? How far do we take the emunah when the father says it's biti and the sati lisha? How far do we take it? Ma uliskla yoda, will we actually stone somebody based on this? We believe the father that she's married and she needs a get. But Kol's man, we don't have the guy fronting up and they're getting married, we're not going to kill anybody for znus. But Avasi, I mean, no, we'll take it further. Cycling, we believe the father implicitly to the extent that we're going to kill somebody. You're Mizanah with an Ashish.
One saying she's a fully fledged Ashish.
That's right. Exactly. Comes along Rav Asi. Rav Am ain't cycling. Why? Kihem the Rachman Allah. When do we believe the father? Li Yisuda. Abba Liktela. Layhem that we don't believe. In the Chumash, where it talks about the whole thing, when the father has beaten his Alisha, there's about a guy, he's in Lamatas Labit Chapsulim. The guy says it's not true. I didn't find any psulim, and if there were, it turned out to be there were edim that she was mizana. That's why there was no psulim. We're going to kill the daughter. Why? Because she was a married woman. And how you know she's a married woman? Only because the father said beating the satlishas there. So we see that we kill based on the father's edus. His tesis. They're talking about that there were edim that he was married to this girl. The father comes forward with a tainus beating the satlishas there, but there were edim that they were married. So therefore, the fact that we kill her for being mizana is not a raya that we rely implicitly on the father's edus. And we'll take it so far. That's how Rabbi learned through Chumash.
In the Chumash, you're saying it has to be a fully fledged proper marriage with Adim and everything, not just the father saying it.
Sorry, Ian?
The Torah is saying that in that case in the Torah, it's got to be a fully fledged marriage where everybody knows his marriage because they're Adim.
Yeah, that's what Rabbi learned, yeah. So what do you need as Biti? Just part of the Taina. We don't learn anything from this, only part of the Taina. And then we say, what do you believe? Only as far as marriage, not as far as ancient. Ravasi Amasaikli and Ravasi said, why? Look, Kulimil said the Rahman Allah. We believe the Father implicitly. I'm Ravasi. Ravasi says, Maidina, I am Maida, I met us in this Kadashi. If she's the one that said I was engaged, and then she's Mazana, we're not going to kill. She ain't cycling. For when it comes to her ages, we're not going to kill. I'm Ravasi. Ravasi said the famous words that you find many people say, Hani Shmaita Didi, my two dinim that I just told you. Over here, this din that if she's Maida, we're not going to kill on her behalf. And before we learn that if she's maiden, a man comes over and says it was me, that we don't trust the man because she doesn't remember, so they're not going to trust the man. Merafs in igra, my words break through the roofs. It's an expression. Merafs in igra. When it doesn't make sense, we say merafs in igra. Why?
on
his own thing. A person superficially can say that my vet brech through the dech because it doesn't make sense. Why luchayim? Hashda now. Uma b'makom shiba lichnis. Madoch, I say, if a father comes along and says that my daughter married a guy, and the guy comes along and says, yes, it's me. I argue with the Rav and I say that we believe the guy implicitly. That means the guy is stronger than the father. The father says, I don't remember you at all. But the guy says, yeah, it was me. We're going to trust this chassan, and he's going to be fully married according to me. So we see the chassan is stronger than the father. Amre tzayklim, and yet the din is, what did we just say? If the father says, my daughter, father's weak, says my daughter's married to Shmerl. and then somebody he's married to somebody, and somebody comes mezane, we're going to kill that guy. That means even a weak father is strong enough to kill. That's what I'm saying. Is makom shibalich lekayin. But what in the case where the girl says I married somebody, and the guy says it was me? We're not going to let him be married. In other words, we need the girl's memory. A girl is stronger than this aid. Girl, you remember him? No, not married. So a girl is stronger than a father. Father doesn't remember, will believe the guy in the street. If the girl doesn't remember, you don't do nothing. So a girl is stronger than the father. And yet, if the girl says, I'm married, we're not going to kill her for being mezana. It's klepnisht. Ain't a dinsha cycle, we should kill her if she's mezana. But the Emerson says that Abasi, don't ask this question, because obviously you don't understand a word I said. Lohi. La'av hem nerachmana. There's a gzeis hakasav as biti nasati lisha zeh. We believe the father. Ledida lehemne. But we heard, we don't believe. There's no pasuk anywhere in the Torah that says that you believe her. Therefore, if it comes to skila, we're not going to believe her. When it comes to the reason why we don't believe if the chasna comes along by a girl is for the reason we said before. He has chutzpah because he knows that she will protect him because she's desperate to get married. For a side reason. Not because that she's stronger or weaker, he's stronger or weaker. That's not the Vart. The Vart is the person coming forward. How credible is what they're saying? Case the father is very credible. He wouldn't have the chutzpah to come forward as me, because the father maybe doesn't remember 100%, but he might remember it's not him. If he has that chutzpah, that means he's telling the truth. When it comes to her, he has the chutzpah because he knows that she wants to be married and she'll be happy if anybody comes forward and says, it's me. So it's not the weakness of her, it's the strength of his.
But the guy makes a statement and he's happy, but if she's really an Asha C, she's making a statement and he's happy to live with an Asha C.
Yeah, 100%. But I did it. We have a rule, ain't adam chayte v'loy loy. People don't sin, but here's Yitzhar Einzai. People will people do avedis all the time.
Well, there's the loy. That's the hanor he has.
Yeah, he's right. Even if it's asking 10 years if he still thinks it's hanor. Yeah, 100%. In fact, there's a famous Rambam.
People do avedis that are chayiv nisa.
The famous Rambam we had a gemara seikna l'chazak is that if an eidecha comes along and establishes something, and eidecha is only believed in the sun, establishes something, and once we accept that, then you do an Issa Deraisa that's Chayiv Misa, will kill you.
Based on
the Eidecha. The Eidecha is establishing a fact. And that fact is no longer part of the question anymore. Once the Eidecha establishes a fact, then afterwards, now the fact is established, no, you're an Eish Zish.
Don't we have the whole our Pishnayim Yochum Dover?
Yeah, so that, in the first place.
That's the crime. This is establishing the background, then there's the crime. The crime you need to aid in. The background is soikin ala chazakas, even less than an eidech chazaka. We have if you see a man and one woman looking as if they're married, living together as if they're married, for us that means they're married, and then she's mezana, she'll get killed. How do you know they're married?
That's right.
Yeah, but Avchizda says echad zev echad zein soikin. Avchizda says in both cases you don't kill. You don't kill, and not the father, not the daughter. Why? The youngest age for a boy to 9 years old for an avodah to be considered, and then the gedolah involved in that thing gets killed. The youngest by Bia for a girl is 3 years old, and the male is over by mitzvah, he'll get killed. If a man, now how do we know their age? There's no passports, birth certificates. So the father comes along, bni zeh ben teishah shani miyamechad. My son is 9 years old. So we're going to take that verbatim, and therefore the son has a tashmish, the married woman. We're going to kill the married woman because the son is a real beer. And how do we know it's the son? Because the father said, this girl is 3 years old, and this man came along, and she's a married woman. And this man came along, so he should be killed. Neman le carbon. If there's a shaygig, we believe that the chayv, whatever avedah they did, we believe the chayv kabanis, avalela makiz v'leila einshin. Not when it comes to if they did an aveda, we're not going to give them malchus, or we're not going to punish them. So never, Rashi, the bottom of the page, Rashi. The time A, 5 lines to the bottom. The father is not believed that based on what he says that the son will be punished. Not him and not the person doing the aveda with him. Ben tes shonim bi ose bia. That's already an adult for bia. L'chayv achas minu arroyis. One of the arroyis will get misa. And carbon when he has never zashagi. The chenk tana bas gimel bi osa bia. Her bia is a bia. The chayiv godl habolev godl, a brother or something. The he erva olav lemisa. The carbon im yash edim she bas gimel. The chenk However, when do you get it? Only there were Eidim that she was 3 years old. If we have Eidim that this boy was 9 or the girl was 3, they'll get killed. Avol al pia of neminu le carbon. The shaygi. He's only believed for carbon shaygi, but not believed to kill. Avloy le makas. What do you mean makas? Then that means chayiv. It's a person, the gadol who's involved with her. She's a sister.
You've got a 3-year-old girl.
That's right. So, and there's a gadol with her. You tell the gadol, you should know. You know the girl won't get killed. She's on the bas mitzvah. It's the older. Her brother was 13 years old. We warned him. There's no punishment there. Says he can motivate it. Tanya will in the Braise Kavos in 2 lines about him. Look like he's the Benize Ben Yugim Oshon of Yemech. My son is actually in the Braise. My son is 13 years old. Pete is about to be 12 years old. And you need two things. You need some money men and Shonim to be for punishment. You need some money men and Shonim. When it comes to the Dorim and Hegdish and Haramim, for that, Shonim is enough. He's Nemal in the Dorim, Villa Charamim, Villa Hegdesh. Believe that if she makes an edit or he makes an edit, that they're responsible or the Charamim belong to the Vedic Abayis or the Hegdesh is the base of Medish. Ula Erchim, Avalayla Makas Lainshin. Based on what he said, not Makas Lainshin. Rashi, Ben Yu Gimel, 2 lines at the bottom. Ubasi Gimel, Nidrei and Edit, Hegdesh and Hegdesh, Shulinian Oinshin, Shalkala Mitzvahs, Imhe Viyush, Teisai, they've reached puberty. Simenu, so they have two things, Shanim and Simonim. They're adults. Before they bring the Simonim, ain't Nidra Neder, but ain't Hegdesh and Hegdesh. If they didn't reach 13 years old, obviously the Neder and Hegdesh is nothing. But if they bring Simonim before their age, Simonim on its own is not enough, because Chayshish is only, a mole. It's not a permanent fixture. They don't get punished any Aveda. If they get to consecrate their estate, have a cherem lebedek abayis and kochim. B'cheni mamar erikir line nerech. I will lay the makis. Lahachzik sarei seim becheska simen little kais lahani. The father says they're 13. We don't know. And even though they have some money, we're not going to punish them and give them malchus and all that. Even though we did have when it comes to the darim, that if the oinus samuch gadol, 12 years old for a boy or 11 years old for a girl, they're ready. The darim remember the raisa. Because they know already what's going on. If they know what's going on. Okay, good job, everybody.